There was also, of course, a previous incident to this.
És volt ezelőtt egy korábbi incidens.
And quite some years before, when still the Krishna's children were still relatively young. So Sambha and some other Sambha others, they decided to play a joke on some sages who were not far away.
Sambha és más fiatal fiú úgy gondolták, hogy kicsit megviccelik a bölcseket, akik ott vannak.
Nárad, Durvasa Muni, so very prominent sages.
Nárad, Durvasa Muni is nagyon előfelé.
And they dressed up Sambha to look like a pregnant girl.
És Sambha úgy öltöztették fel, mint egy terhes lány.
They put a steel ball, I guess a cannonball or something.
Egy ilyen vasgolyót tettek oda a vasához, mint egy ágygolyót.
And so they went to the sages and they said, oh sages, please tell us, is this going to be a boy or a girl who's going to take birth here?
És oda mentek a bölcsekhez és megkérdezték tőlük, hogy fiú vagy lány lesz ennek a teljesének az eredménye.
So of course these sages were not ordinary. And not that they recognized that there was a cannonball there, that didn't require them to be extraordinary. But they understood this is Krishna's plan. He said this is Krishna's family playing joke on sages. They don't do things like that. But this is Krishna's arrangement. Krishna wants us to curse them so that this will be actually part of the removal of the Yadu dynasty and of his disappearance from the world.
És megértették, hogy Krishna azt akarja, hogy átkozzák meg őket, és ez Krishna tervének a rész, hogy átállítsa a gyakorlatot a földfelszínéről.
Otherwise, it wasn't a very serious thing, just children playing a joke.
De amúgy ez nem lett volna egy nagyon komoly dolog, mert csak gyerekek játszottak.
So in reply to, you know, what will this girl give birth to?
És arra a kérdése, hogy mi fog születni ettől a lánytól.
They replied that this girl will give birth to the destruction of your whole dynasty.
És azt válaszolták, hogy ez a lány meg fogja szülni az egész dinasztiátoknak a pusztulását.
It's a otherwise, if that underlying understanding is not there, then it's like a really severe curse for a relatively minor thing.
És hogyha nincs ez a háttérben, hogy mi Krisztus terve, akkor ez egy nagyon nagy átok a kis tréfához mérten.
So they recognized that Krishna needed reasons in order to proceed along in this pastime.
Ezért megértették, hogy Krisztának szüksége van kifogásokra, hogy akkor be tudja teljesíteni a megtelésük.
And of course, then the children got very scared and they ran to the king, Maharaj Ugrasen.
Természetesen a gyerekek nagyon megijedtek és elhászaladtak Ugrasen Maharajhoz.
And for Maharaj Ugrasen, he's both a great devotee, but he's also a king.
És Ugrasen Maharaj egy nagy bakta volt, de ezzel együtt ő volt a király.
So he also recognized this is not a curse that we're going to be able to reverse.
És ő felismert, hogy ez egy nem egy olyan állapot, amit mi semlegesíteni tudnánk.
But just so that everyone didn't panic, then he told them to dispose of the iron ball.
De azért, hogy senki ne essen a pánikba, akkor utasította, hogy reszeljék be ezt az avasgolyót.
So if the iron ball is the cause of the destruction, then if you can get rid of the iron ball, then maybe there'll be no destruction.
Hát, hogyha az, ez a vasúlyó lesz az innasztél pusztulásának, akkor hogyha lereszeljük ezt a bolyót, akkor nem lesz fog.
Nem lesz pusztítás.
Nem lesz pusztítás.
But of course that's a material calculation.
De természetesen az egy anyagi számítás.
So they ground it down into just very, very fine powder. And the little part that remained that they couldn't grind down anymore, and they threw everything into the sea. And this powder, this got swept back out to the ocean shore at Prabhas. Which wouldn't really be a problem. Except that by Krishna's will it started to grow into bulrushes.
Nem
lett volna
probléma,
csak Krishna
elvezésében
ilyen bajsmagusok nem tudom. Nem,
igaz, a bambuszok voltak,
csak
ebben.
They were just ordinary bamboo to start with.
Csak először közönséges bambuszok nőttek.
It was only when the yadus touched them that they turned into iron.
És amikor a yadus megérintették ezeket a bambuszokat, akkor vassá változtak.
So where does iron become bamboo? Of course, that was also Krishna's design. And the little piece that was swallowed by a fish, and a hunter caught the fish and he used it, made an arrowhead from it.
És azt a kis darabot, azt lenyelte egy hal, egy vadász kifogta azt a halat, és akkor kivette a halból azt a vasat, és egy nyílnak a hegyé ezt használta.
Anyway, so there's this bamboo waiting in the background. And many inauspicious omens in Dwarka. So then, as usual, the Maharaj Ugrasen and the other leaders, they consult Krishna, what should we do? And Krishna says, we need to counteract these ill omens with some spiritual activity.
És azt mondta nekik, hogy ezeket a rossz omeneket hatástalanítani kell valamilyen lelki cselekedettel.
And so let's go to Prabhat Kshetra, which is a holy place nearby.
Menjünk el Prabhat Kshetra, ami egy szent hely a közelben.
It's like about maybe 200 kilometers. Of course, it's on the mainland. No, mainland of India, Dwarka of Sigetish. And we should give charity and perform sacrifice over there. And so they do that, and Krishna and Balaram go along with them. And those who are going there are the demigods. Eternal associates remain in Dwarka.
Tehát ugye akik elmentek, azok a téli istenek voltak, a örök társak azok ott maradtak benne.
And then we'll talk about this later.
Erről fogok később beszélni.
Because this whole phenomena of the yadus killing each other is sort of very mystical.
Tehát ugye ez az egész dolog, ugye jönnök megölik egymást, ez egy nagyon misztikus dolog.
It's called magic. In other words, it doesn't really happen. It just looks like it happens.
Because
what's the difference between something looking like it's happening and happening is very mysterious. But anyway, well, that's sort of a separate topic. We don't have time for that now. We'll leave that later. But they, when they go there, then part of the their chatriyas, so somehow or another they're induced to drink some kind of intoxicant. After they've done their sacrifices and all the rituals and given vast amounts of charity. And amongst them, there were those like Kripacharya and a few others who were on the opposite side, on the side of the Kauravas in the battle. And so Krishna within their hearts started to inspire them that they started to argue. That's interesting, this is how wars start. Because there were a lot of them there, there were millions of the others there. But there's just two or three started to argue. And then from the two or three, others started to take sides. And so from an initial argument of a couple of people, all of a sudden millions of people started fighting each other. And they fought amongst each other, and when they attacked Krishna and Balaram, then Krishna and Balaram also joined in the fight. Anyway, everyone perished. The only one who reigned alive was Duruka. When these inauspicious omens took place, then Uddhava came to Krishna. This is going back a little. And Uddhava could immediately understand this is not possible for these things to happen in Dwarka. This must be Krishna's arrangement. And the reason for this must be is because Krishna is closing his pastime. And so Uddhava came to Krishna and he asked him, is this what you're planning to do? And Krishna says yes. So then there's a very very touching scene between Krishna and Uddhava. And then, without giving him too much instruction, Krishna tells Uddhava, now go to Bhadrikashram. So Uddhava goes. And then in the meantime, the Yadus destroy each other. And Krishna tells him what's going to happen. He says, the Yadus are going to go to Prabhas, they will kill each other, and 7 days after that, Dwarka will sink into the ocean. So Uddhava starts And at a certain point he changes his mind and he turns around and he comes back.
És újra elkezdte az útját, és egy ponton meggondolta magát, és visszafordult.
And he comes back to Prabhas.
És visszajött Prabhashoz.
And Krishna, he sees all of this destruction.
És látta ezt a pusztulást.
And he finds Krishna, and Krishna is sitting under a tree.
És megtalálta Krishnát, aki egy falat ült.
And by this time, the hunter Jara had already. The hunter Jara comes after. We'll leave that for later. And so Krishna is sitting there, and I looked at what was it done about? Yeah, what was it? And Uddhava comes to Krishna, sees him sitting under a banyan tree. And now Krishna instructs Uddhava. And this is where the Uddhava Gita takes place. And the interesting thing is that they're not alone. Maitreya also shows up. And Maitreya is just, he's like an observer. He's audience. There's no one else, just the three of them. Krishna and Uddhava are talking and Maitreya is listening. Of course, we see that Maitreya has a repeated role in Srimad Bhagavatam. And the difference between Uddhava and Maitreya is that Maitreya is not yet a pure devotee. He's a devotee, but he's like a Gyani Mishra Bhakta. And it's this Gyan Mishra Bhakti that Krishna spends a lot of time addressing in Uddhava Gita. Gyana Mishra Bhakti has different forms. Its lowest form is that people worship Krishna to attain liberation. Others is that people practice devotional service with their primary motive is to gain knowledge of the absolute truth rather than serve.
Vagy a másik, hogy valaki azért az a fő motivációja, hogy tudással tegyen szert az abszolút igazságban, nem az a fő motiváció, hogy szolgáljon.
So why Krishna chose Maitreya, I haven't seen.
Hogy Krishna miért Maitreyát választotta, ezt nem láttam sem.
Because he could have chosen a lot of sages. But anyway, he chose Maitreya to be the witness, and so this conversation is going on, and the three of them are there. And this is the background in which this Uddhava Gita takes place. So this is banyan tree. There's a river in a forest, and with a river coming flowing by. Just close by is this battlefield with millions of corpses. And now, first Uddhava comes, and few minutes afterwards, Maitreya arrives on the scene. And then we'll continue. I'm ready to sort of start into the text, but I'd like to go over Uddhava first. Which would take a couple of classes. Uddhava is very relevant to us. And why? That will become apparent. Okay, and then this evening, maybe after Arti, maybe, then we can go out somewhere to do bhajans. Having the program at the holy place. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Udayagita ki jai, Jai Tathagata.